I know they sent me.
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Matthew. Are you currently need a roadside assistance?
Yes, I do. Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing bad.
I heard that. I know how frustrating it could be to be stranded. I have your car disabled. Are you currently calling me from a safe location right now?
Yes, I'm safe until I have to do a murder.
Let's hope we don't have to go that far today. So can I start with having a spelling of your first and last name?
LATOYACLEGG. Yeah. CLEGGETTE.
GGETTE. Latoya Cleggett?
Yes, Cleggett.
Cleggett? Heard that, man. And can I get a good callback number for you today that can receive text messages?
773-499-5482.
Heard. Can you repeat that back
to me, please?
773-499-5482. All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am. He said it. He said heard.
All right, Ms. Cleggett, can I get the policy number, your member ID?
See, I don't know that by heart, but I can tell you the vehicle. Can you look it up?
Give me 1 second. I'm going to try a couple different things. I'm going to try to work with you.
Okay.
Give me a second. Have you called by roadside before in the past?
Yeah, yesterday.
I had to go stop at the store. I had to check and breath. I got to try to clean up before you. I'm saying some shit yesterday. Because Davion was sick, but he was throwing up. My baby was fucked up yesterday. I came home from school today just to make sure that they had me come get him yesterday. We stayed at school for like an hour.
Ms. Cleggett, can I get you to verify the address on your policy?
16230 Wood Street, Markham, Illinois, 60628.
Yes, ma'am, you got that. You got it, I know. Got it. And can you tell me the vehicle?
For the 084.
The Ford?
084 is limited, black.
All right, ma'am. So this call that you will call in about today, no matter what service that you will have rendered to you today, it will be an out-of-pocket expense. Being that you just called in yesterday, your service only resets once every 72 hours, so you're above your service limit at this time.
So I got to wait 72 hours?
Yeah, so today would be 24. Looks like you called in at 9:10 p.m. yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you'd have to wait 72 hours from 9:10 p.m. yesterday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How much would out-of-pocket be?
I would have to, if you proceed today with an out-of-pocket expense, I would have to call the providers and get quotes from them and then contact you back.
Okay, can you call and get some quotes to contact me back?
Yes, ma'am, I can do that. All right, I'm going to need some more information from you, though.
Okay.
You said you can call you back, right?
He
going to
need some more information, and then he's going to call me back.
Then you call up the board to ask
for
how much you
going to
call.
All right, ma'am. What's the reason for your breakdown today?
Start
back up, and it ain't the battery, because I already tried to get a jump. I don't need a jump. I don't know what's going on with it. I don't know if it's a start or not. All right, will it go into neutral?
Yeah.
push that bitch.
Is it four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, ma'am?
Two-wheel drive.
All right. And today's service is not the result of an accident. It's just mechanical failure, right?
Say it again.
I said today's service is not the result of an accident. It's just mechanical failure, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right. And where are the keys to the vehicle? Are you going to be on scene with the keys?
Yes.
Will you be staying with the vehicle until the provider arrives?
Yes.
Will you need a ride from where you are currently to the shop with the provider?
Yes.
And how many people is it?
One.
All right. I just want to give you some information about, because of COVID, we can't guarantee that the provider will let you ride with them. If they don't, and I find a provider that is willing to service you for an acceptable quoted price, I can't force them to make you ride with them. So you may have to find your own ride through COVID.
That's fine.
All right.
If they have a problem, that's fine.
All right. And where's the vehicle located right now?
728 Mount Street in Gary, Indiana.
M-O-U-N-D?
M-O-U-N-T.
I have 728 Mount Street, Gary, Indiana, 46406.
Yes.
All right. And where's the vehicle getting towed to?
On 95th and Ridgeland to Ford. That's Chicago Ridge. Well, they may be considered Oaklawn.
You said at 95th and
Ridgeland to the Ford dealership. It's either Ridgeland or a block or two off Ridgeland.
Is it Hawk Ford of Oaklawn?
Yes.
All right. And if you choose to proceed, what payment options would you have at this time to cover the cost of the services when the provider arrives?
Cash.
Cash?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, at this time, I just want to advise you that your tow is 32 miles. So at this time, I'm going to have to reach out to some providers. It may get a little pricey because 32 miles is kind of far for a tow. So I'm going to reach out to some providers, and I'm going to try to get you the best one.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Man, before you go, can you tell me what number you'll be calling from? Because the way my phone is set up, it'll reject all calls coming through.
Give me one second.
If it's not stored, it's going to reject it.
Okay. Well, do you have another callback number I can reach out on? Because I'm not sure exactly what number we will be calling back from.
312. 481-5860.
I have 312-481-5860.
Yes.
All right, I'll call you back at that number.
Okay.